All right. So I wanted to have a time for us to be able to kind of, at first I was like, should we have the girls in here? Should we not? But then I was like, maybe we can be a little bit more vulnerable this morning and maybe talk about some things. Or if you have questions that you, I feel like I can't see all of you. If you have any questions that you want to ask, maybe not in front of your daughters, this is kind of a great time that we can maybe do that together. And then I thought after this, the girls are going to be going into lunch after this, but I thought it'd be a great time for some of y'all to go to lunch together and get to know each other and maybe, you know, say, hey, let's all go to lunch and your daughter's in my small group and get to know each other a little bit better as well. So this is our panel of ladies, and so I'm really excited for all of them to be here this morning. They all have different stories, they're all in different ages of life, and so I kind of wanted a good representation of different places maybe where your daughters are in, or so we have the perspective from a mom's view, but then also a daughter's view. And you know, Hillary shared this morning, which she did such a great job. I just loved it. And it was so good. So, yeah. Yes. So Hillary hit on a little bit more this morning about her being adopted as well. And so I know some of you have adopted daughters and maybe you have some questions for her. I really want her to be on this panel as well. And but I'll let them go through and introduce themselves really quick so you can kind of know who they are. Some of them go to our church, some of them don't. But I would love for you to be able to meet them. So.
Oh, do you want me to use this microphone or this microphone? My name is Callie Priest, and I am in my 30s. I'll just say that. How about that? I just caught myself. I'm not telling you how old I am. So I'm from Birmingham, grew up just right down the road off Valleydale Road. This is my mom. Have been going to the church at Brook Hills since I was 10 years old. My parents joined when it was a tiny little church plant that their friends here in Hoover told them about. So have had the privilege of growing up here and now serving on staff here at the church at Brook Hills for the last 7 years in our global disciple making on our team there. So my role here at Brook Hills is to help develop all of our global partnerships that we have around the world. I say that I have the best job in the whole entire world and the one that everybody wants on our team because I get to see what we as a faith family get to be a part of, you know, across the world and among the nations and get to, I don't know, share all of our resources that we pull together in our global offering and tell the story. So it's a really amazing job. I have a sister. And I have a niece and a nephew who are my favorite kids in the whole entire world. And I try to be the coolest aunt in the whole entire world. Also lead a single girls small group here at Brook Hills. And so Casey's actually in my small group. And we, our tagline is that we are a good time. And so we also study the Word of God as well. So, I actually host that at my home that I just bought a few months ago. And so, yes, that's me. I'm glad to be here today.
I'm Nan Priest. And as Callie said, I think honestly that I got to be a part of this today because of Callie. And I'm very glad to have that role. It's really nice. Sometimes you'll see as your children become adults that you become, oh, you're Callie's mom. And I like that a lot. So it's a great role. As Callie said, though, we have been here. We were part of the first 100 of the church at Brook Hills. We moved into the Hoover area in 1990, just as the church was getting started. And I tell that story a lot because it was so clearly God's will that Brook Hills and the development and building and all of that that we had a chance to be a part of. Vocationally, healthcare administration is kind of my background, so I've been a working mom, so that will be something that hopefully some of you will relate to as well. But most importantly, I will tell you absolutely that the proudest part of my life is Callie and Mara and our sweet family, and then being able to be a part of God's work in many different ways.
And my name is Morgan Roberts. I'm a work by birth, so this is my mom, DV Work, and I got married in December and have served on staff at another local church as a girls minister for 2 years before stepping out of that role to go back to grad school to complete my master's in social work to be a therapist eventually. And so I also took a social work job in the meantime. And so my husband and I are here in Birmingham. He is a senior adult pastor and discipleship associate at Valleydale Church off of Valleydale Road. And so he finishes his MDiv in May, and then we will see Well, the Lord will lead, and with the hopes of, you know, having the opportunity to hopefully be a part of shepherding a church one day. So I was homeschooled growing up, so that may be a part of a lot of your stories, and so had that opportunity before going to Auburn University, and so discipleship looked a little bit different, and also just attends to a different part of maybe a lot of your stories, so that's me.
And I'm Dee Dee Work, and my husband is Tom, and we have also been a part of Brook Hills since 1991, so about the same time as Nan and Marlon. So we have loved and just grown so much and been challenged and changed. We're still learning and growing, but we now have 8 children plus 2 married, so maybe 10. You can count that as 10. But we about... coming up in December will be 6 years. We fostered 3 little girls that were sisters from right here in Jefferson County, and then about a year and a half later adopted those girls. So we went from 5 to 8 overnight, and it was it has been wonderful and joyous and awesome, but there's definitely been challenges there. And I went to school at Auburn and then UAB for physical therapy and practiced for several years, but I have been at home mostly since. I think when I got pregnant with my 4th, I gave up on the working. So I have been at home mostly, and we have homeschooled a lot, and I have, but our adopted kids have been in public school some too, so we have a little bit of both worlds, and I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure you don't want to hear me talk anymore. I looked at the time, and I was like, oh, sorry, Casey. but I'm Hillary. I'm the Women's Ministry Coordinator at Valleydale Church. That doesn't mean I know anything about women. So I work with a lot of them, and I love ministering to them in whichever way God asked me to do that. I've been at Valleydale again for 2 years. It'll be 2 years in October. But, again, I am adopted. I was a domestic adoption. I'm trying to think. My mom worked like one day a week. She worked at our church in Montgomery as like the church hostess. So like Wednesday night meals, she was a really good cook. Wednesday night meals or like deacon supper or sometimes like stuff like that. She worked there for almost 32 years. And so she was at home most of the time, but on Wednesdays was not. So it was just kind of the ebb and flow of life then. I'm trying to think of anything else. But, yeah, I'm adopted. Ask away. I don't know if your story and my story will always relate to yours, but I'm an open book with that. So just always freely ask. I want to say that now. Some people are nervous to ask personal questions. If I can answer it, I will try my best to.
All right. So I have kind of grouped these questions in a few kind of categories, but some of them are not going to be in a category, so we might be like whiplash here. But I just want to hit as much as possible in our time together. And so, and then leave you questions at the end. Or if you have questions, I'll leave some time for that. So be thinking about some. So I wanted to start off kind of practically. What did it look like for you to disciple your daughters? You know, like if we're, you know, we're called to disciple, you know, a lot of people send their children to church and think, oh, let the church do that job. But no, the Lord calls us, I'm not a mom yet, but our the parents to be able to disciple their daughter and to grow them and teach them in the word. And so what did that look like? First, we can go with maybe Nan and Dee Dee, and y'all can maybe talk about what that looked like. And then girls, maybe y'all could say, like, hey, I remember this, or something that was really practical. I want to be as practical as possible during our time together. So, Nan, start us off.
No, I'll be glad to. You know, I think about when I first read this question and thinking about how to prepare, I don't know that I thought of it as intentionally discipling when they were little. I mean, just to be totally honest. But I think it was, and this is what I would hope you would kind of hear me say. I think that personally, having a relationship with Christ and then constantly seeking for that to grow then that was then what I knew was important for the children as well. And so, you know, so far from being perfect in everything that we do, it was, you know, just, Dee Dee said just a minute ago, I think, you know, even today, there's no doubt, and I'm the oldest one sitting here